I had the chance to do a children's sermon at the 4 o'clock service. I do it every year. It's always a risk. I have the kids come up forward, and usually they're all over the place and doing some fun stuff, and I'm trying to keep them in order, but actually this year went okay. So next year Pastor Corey is going to do it, and we'll see what happens. But I asked them, what's your favorite part about Christmas? Well, here are their answers summed. They said first, well, opening presents. One said, I like the lights. The other said, trees. Another said, opening presents. One said, Santa. Then one said, opening presents. And then being with our cousins and opening presents. And the last one was, opening presents. But is this really what Christmas is about? This is the conversation we had with the young ones up here just an hour or so ago. And they came to the conclusion, as we taught together and we were talking, that Christmas is much more about shopping and stockings and Santa. That's kind of the world's view of Christmas. But even in the church, we can be dissuaded to miss the real gift of Christmas, what Christmas is all about. You know, in the church, this is a high holy Sunday for us. A lot of bells and whistles and acolytes and torchbearers and a crucifer. And it's great this time of year. We have cantatas and singing and hymns. We give each other cards. We'll sing together to the candlelight. This is the church's view of Christmas. But if these two views are the only views that we have of Christmas, we're truly missing the real gift that's there, the gift of God's work. In the Gospel of Matthew, this is Matthew's account. We heard Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. In the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew begins in the first chapter, verse 18, and says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, usually prepositions don't mean much in our language. They can typically be interchanged and used one for the other, but here it's really important to pay attention to these little prepositions to remind us what God is doing. The first thing God is doing in the birth of Jesus and through the birth of Jesus is He is empowering the Holy Spirit to give Mary a child. This preposition through indicates the means and the agency. Just in case you didn't know, God is doing this work by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's baby was provided by God. He made provision for her to have a child. That's why we call it a miraculous work, because God is behind it. And so Christmas is about God's provision, not just for Mary providing this child. But what else did God provide in the manger for the rest of us? Salvation. A Savior is born. Christmas is about God providing a Savior for us. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You see, there's no question as to how salvation comes. It comes through faith, a proclamation of that faith, and a belief in the heart. Paul continues and says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. That baby in the manger is much more than a little child born to Mary. That baby is the Savior of the world who brings salvation. And so God is much more. His work is much more in the Christmas story than maybe what we see around us. Christmas is about the provision of God and the power of God. As we continue our story in the Gospel of Matthew, now at verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So we know that Mary was with child by the provision of God through the Holy Spirit. Now we are told that it is from the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. From indicates source or the cause of. Not only was Mary's baby provided by God, but also, bear with me here, powered by God. It was God's power in Mary leading her to conceive. Who else was powered by God in the Christmas story? God incarnate in the baby Jesus, God's power coming to those who believe in Christ. Christmas is about God releasing his power and his authority upon believers, those who have faith. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we preach Christ crucified. And if you've been around here very long, you will know that we preach Christ crucified. A stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God. This child born in the manger is much more than he seems. He is God's power made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And so when we think about Christmas and what Christmas is about, it's about the provision of God. Christmas is about the power of God. And then lastly, because homilies are short sermons, Christmas is about the presence of God. Not opening presents, although that's fun too, but about the presence of God. We continue in our story from the Gospel of Matthew, verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke up, he did what verse 22, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. It's through God, it's from God, and now it is with God. With indicates presence or accompaniment. Not only was Mary's baby provided by God and powered by God, but was also presenced by God. In fact, the baby in the manger is God himself. And that presence of God is for all people, for he came into the world in which we live. Christmas is about God making his presence among us. In the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, the apostle records these words. Once on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Already. It's here. It's among us. And it came through a child. And so Christmas is about, yes, all of those other great things. Opening presents, lights, trees, cousins, cantatas, cards, candlelight. But not only about those things. Christmas is about much more. The work of God. His provision, His power, and His presence. I want to close with a poem from Wendell Berry. He's one of my favorite contemporary poets. And he writes about the night of Christmas. This poem is called Remembering That It Happened Once. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought. As we go out cold to our barns toward the long night's end, that we ourselves are living in the world it happened in when it first happened. That we ourselves opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown. The child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief, he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see, in April's morning light, the air around them joyful as a choir, we stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world. That is this world, the pale daylight coming just as before, our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own white frozen breath hanging in front of us. And we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place, holy, although we knew it not. Merry Christmas.